You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Dr. Dahlia, I'm signing my kids up for sports this year. What do you think is the safest sport in your experience? You know, it's already back to school, isn't it? I mean, I know it's August, what is it? Is August 8th today or August 7th? August 8th? All right. So I guess in a few weeks, our kids are going back to school. We got the sports physicals right now. And a study has come out saying 1.3 million young athletes are sent to the emergency room each year for sports-related injuries. I know that's kind of worried some of you moms out there. Some of you dads are like, oh, you know what? I broke legs and tore my ACLs and my posterior ligaments, and I had Osgood Schlatter's, and, you know, he could handle it. Yeah, you know, most boys can handle it. You're right. You know, but our girls and boys are still our babies, you know, and as a mama, I want to make sure my kids are in the safest sport. Even though one of my favorite sports to watch is football, I don't personally have my kids in football. I came from a football family. They got hurt a lot. All right, a lot of broken bones, concussions. I just, father was a soccer player. So we ended up going for swimming. Okay. You know what? The kids did like it at first. I mean, we did baseball. We did some tennis. We did a variety of sports. And my kids are adept at all of them. I mean, especially my little one. My little one could do any sport. Okay. You just give him a ball, a racket, a helmet, he's good to go. But I chose swimming as a doctor because with the exception of some rotator cuff tears and some muscle strains, or asthmatic, type issues with the chlorine in the water, I find that you have less of the injuries that you would get from impact or contact sports. Now, another reason why I personally shied from football. I know, you got the concussions and all that. We talked about like with soccer and heading the ball, concussions. But the one thing I notice now as a doctor are my middle-aged men who used to be football players. The average middle-aged man who used to play football in high school or college currently has some sort of a fusion or back surgery, discectomy, chronic back issue, something. Many of them have had some knee surgery, and many of them are overweight. Now, we talk about why ex-football players get overweight. It has nothing to do with them sitting there watching football, eating beer and chicken, or, you know, drinking beer and chicken wings, although that could be a part of it. But a huge part of it is the football workout is a phenomenal workout. It's intense. You got the muscle building. You got the cardio. Not to mention, it's fun. I mean, oh, my gosh, football practice. Now, me being a girl, the little football practice that I got to have obviously, you know, kindergarten compared to what, you know, child's play compared to what real football is. But I think it's one of the most phenomenal workouts. But the amount of work your body takes and the work your body has to do, if it doesn't get that type of workout later, you're going to pack on the pounds. And so I see many athletes, especially ex-football players, overweight to a degree that you don't see ex-baseball players, ex-swimmers. Now, mind you, baseball players have rough workouts. Swimmers have rough workouts. But there's something so intense with football such that if you can't keep up partial workout to that, you gain weight. Also, think about it, okay? If, let's say, you do baseball or swimming or whatever, many of you not in the sport can still exercise very similar to that workout. So, for example, you could jog, you could run on the treadmill with baseball, you could, still play with friends. You can, same thing with swimming. You know, most of you swim in the summertime anyway, so you could still swim and keep it up. But football, if you're out of football and you're not playing football day in, day out, right, and doing the exercise and the activities that you, that type of workout, it's a very difficult workout to recreate in the gym. Now, mind you, many people that do, they'll lift weights, they'll run, etc. But you see, there's a lot more to it. I don't know, and I apologize if I'm wrong. So that's why I think, so coming back to kids, you know, I mean, for me, for long-term health and long-term protection of joints and the back and protection of your weight, I recommend a different sport. Now, some of you are saying, Dr. Dahlia, let your kids pick their sport. Yeah, all right, but, you know, I am their mama, okay? And I do have to show some guidance. I don't think one of my football players is going to have some surgery. So you bet your butt I'm going to go kind of, you know, light. Now, according to this article, 1.3 million young athletes sent to the emergency room every year for sports-related injuries. We're not talking cuts and boo-boos that mama could take care of at home or your family doctor or pediatrician could take care of. We're talking ER. 1.3 million ER visits. Okay, that's kind of a lot. Young athletes are suffering concussions just as much as high school athletes. I believe there was a study that came out a couple days ago talking about concussions in sports could lead to mental illness and depression later in life. Athletes between the ages of 12 and 15 make up 47% of sports-related concussions. That is some significant stuff. Knee injuries came next, accounting for 1 in 10 sports-related injuries, tears of the ACL, your anterior cruciate, much more reported in young girls. They say females were 8 times more likely to have an ACL tear than males, according to Fox News. So it was kind of some interesting data, all right? But I'm very, very strict when it comes to any of my patients having concussions. I take them out of the sport until I know that they're fine, and then they can protect themselves from another concussion. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it. Because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war, it's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We have an Android app at and an iPhone app, free. Make sure you download that. All right, so I'm looking at this headline from Fox News. Are doctors overpaid or underpaid? And I know many of you go, oh, man, Dr. Dahlia is going to go off and talk about, you know how doctors are underpaid. I know what she's going to say. But I don't mind us having this discussion, and I don't mind being devil's advocate. You have to admit, I'm usually very fair. Whenever I talk about cases that have to deal with doctors and deal with healthcare and choices we have to make, yes, I'm a doctor, so people could be concerned that I could be biased, and I, you know, always disclose that I'm a doctor. This is a Dr. Dahlia show. I have my MD. Yeah, I'm a doctor. All right. You know, no shock there. But I also try to be very fair. Okay. Nobody would listen to the show if I just sat there and went off saying doctors are right, doctors are the best. You know, it's all about us. Okay, you know, you listen to me because I can see both sides. And I could be very fair about things. Okay? Now, as we have this healthcare crisis loom more and more and more, and as Obamacare takes over, there's been a huge cry, an outcry by the public and Washington to limit healthcare costs. And one aspect of which is what doctors get paid. Now, of course, you know, we've talked about this, and many of you have chimed in, and I really appreciate that, where, you know, you'll say, well, look, you know, if doctors don't get paid, you know, they deserve their time, student loans, et cetera. You know, I get that. And be devil's advocate. So I'm going to play devil's advocate so then I could understand where the other side is coming from, so then we know how to address their concerns, okay? And I know what the other side feels because I hear them yell at me, okay? So I get that. I get that. So, for example, okay, when doctors argue, myself included, that look, okay, many of us are still paying on our student loans, all right? Many of us went to school 11 years. Hey, that's a lot of years of schooling, all right? We should get paid for that. We should get paid for our time. We should get paid for our liability, okay? Somebody may make an argument such as this. Okay, well, wait a second. Okay, so you went to school, all right? So did a teacher. So did a lot of professions. So did a nurse, right? If you look at all the other professions, you went to school more years, but not that many more years. Does that mean you get to be rich for life, whereas everybody else doesn't? Okay, this is what these other criticizers say. Okay, we're talking about the other side. Okay, and then the reason why I like to look at that other side is then we could come up with a very helpful and very relevant conversation then. All right, so just because a doctor goes to medical school, does that mean they need to be guaranteed hundreds of thousands of dollars? Well, first, let me just say doctors don't make hundreds of thousands of dollars. Yeah, you have some doctors out there that do pretty nice, make half a million a year. Those are nice. All right, some of the surgeons out there, they see the cases, they do the work, and I got to tell you something. You know, you fix my brain surgery, you can perform my brain surgery and save my life. You could have my house. I don't care. You saved my life. Okay? If God wanted my house, he could have my house. Now, I'm not saying doctors are gods by any means, but some of these doctors that with the help of God are saving your life, okay, fine by me. Okay? I don't mind some of these doctors out there making the money they make. Us family doctors, we make less, a hell of a lot less. Okay? All right? When I first started, and I've been very honest about the money that was out there to be made, I was told that in the late 90s, early 2000s, that a family doctor starting out would make anywhere from $120,000 to, if they were lucky, $140,000 a year. Now, I didn't make that. No way. You know, I had to start my practice. I had to do some side jobs doing, working in the urgent care. And so I wasn't anywhere near there till a few years in. Now, what my malpractice company did was they offered lower rates for the first few years because they knew we didn't have the money. And then once they knew you would start making that kind of money, then the rates went up. So I was already at about $15,000 a year just for the malpractice. That's not talking rent. That's not talking workers' comp. That's not talking health insurance for the staff. It's not talking staff. It's not talking taxes for the staff. It's not talking furniture, nothing. Just $15,000 off the bat. Okay, just for malpractice. Then it went up to $20,000-$25,000. Okay, after 2002, with the St. Paul pulling out and the malpractice crisis that people had, no lawsuits. Okay, pretty scary stuff. So, all right, so that happened. But I knew it was par for the course. That was just a part of it. Okay? Then something happens to doctors that a lot of people really don't care about. They know this happens, but they don't care about. Is for every patient a doctor sees, you don't get paid. Okay? We do the work, and then we hope and pray an insurance company is going to pay us, unless the patient pays cash up front. So you start to see patients and then realize you're not getting paid on those patients, which is why usually it takes a few years until the doctor starts to see some real money, because they don't realize that they're doing work for free. Because insurance companies have, you know, find every which way but loose to not pay you. So you start to figure out the system, and you start to figure out that you're going to have to start increasing your number. You can't spend an hour with each patient. And so you start to fall under that, premise of, all right, well, you got to, you know, see more patients and work with them quickly, et cetera. But I had always said, if I didn't have any of those other expenses, if you paid me $25 for my 15 to 20 minutes of time, I would feel very well compensated. As long as I didn't have to pay for malpractice. I didn't have to pay for the staff. I didn't have to pay for the office. If I was able to take home, or you walked in and you paid me $25, I could live very comfortably on that. Okay? I could go out to eat a couple times a week, right? I could, you know, buy my kids, you know, some of the little eccentric things that they want, you know, video game type stuff, whatever, you know, and not have to wait for their birthday or Hanukkah Christmas time. $25, I think, is very doable, which is, you know, why, you know, we brought up years ago, even before it was brought up by Sue Loudon during the senator race in Nevada, when, you know, we talked about how, you know, in the olden days, you bring us a chicken to cook for dinner. Fine, it's great. The barter system, love it. As long as I don't have all those other expenses. But when your expenses are $500,000 to $700,000 a year to operate a practice and to employ staff and to pay your malpractice and to do everything you need to in order to see patients, you have to pay doctors enough so that they could make some sort of a profit to take home. The reason why doctors are leaving, I mean, and we've talked about that, is there's just not enough leeway money-wise for doctors to pay themselves at the end of every month. All right? Like in my office, I'm the last one to get paid. Okay? In the last few years with the recession, I go weeks without getting a paycheck. No wonder we've gone through our savings. Okay? The recession stinks. You're not bringing in the money. I want to pay the staff first. All right? I need to pay expenses first. Whatever I take home is whatever's left at the end of the day. And usually there's not much. A lot of times we're under. So when you see these discussions on what should doctors get paid, all right, I don't need, you know, the empathy or the sympathy, all right? And you guys have been awesome, okay? Don't worry, I don't need that. But what I do need is you engaging with people in very academic and intellectual discussions about it. Yes, there's some doctors out there that makes a real lot of nice money. And I hope they do, because then hopefully these guys are out there when we need them for our brain tumors, our heart attacks, etc. I can tell you right now, George Bush probably doesn't give a damn what that doctor makes who successfully put a cardiac stent in his artery. He's just happy that that person was out there. Same thing with all of us. Okay, the trauma surgeon. I think trauma surgeon docs should be paid way more than they're getting paid. I mean, my gosh, they're the ones that try to save your life when you come in all mangled. Some of you are like, well, Dr. Dahlia, we don't benefit from these high-priced doctors. We don't have insurance. When you go to the ER, you are. I can't tell you how many people that were uninsured, non-citizens I took care of in the ER. I was happy to do so. Took care of them. That was fine. I don't mind. The hospital paid me. I took care of them. I couldn't care less what money they brought in, if they brought money at all. Okay, I'm there to save lives, and I'll do it again and again. Fine by me. Okay, if you don't have insurance, you can still benefit from these doctors through the ER, etc. But when we talk about cutting doctors' pays and only giving a set amount for an illness, you're the one that gets hurt in the long run. We'll talk about that when we come back. Don't go away. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad, is great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking with LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge. You'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
We are back on a Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all on a Dr. Dahlia Show. Yeah, like there's tons out there. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So when we're talking about what doctors make and how this affects you, what's supposed to happen with Obamacare is there's going to be a bundled payment for taking care of a single patient. We've talked about this on the show, but it's been brought up again in the news today. In the group of physicians that takes care of you, okay, you could have a mix. Good docs, bad docs, quick docs, slow docs, etc. Obamacare doesn't care. Obamacare just wants to assign a monetary value of what should get paid per diagnosis. Some of you say, oh, that makes sense. Some of you say, that isn't bad. You got something here. Okay, some of you are like, wait a second, I see the problem with that. Okay, I think you see what I see. So, for example, you get pneumonia. You go to your doctor. Dr. Dahlia, I'm not breathing well, fever, coughing up some blood. I'm really not feeling well. Okay, I do an x-ray on you. I find you have pneumonia. I go, all right, you know what? I want to treat you with antibiotics. I just don't know if you're going to need something IV for this or you're going to need oral. Oral is fine. All right, fine. I like that. Then I don't have to split the money with other people. Great. Here's the oral antibiotic. Go home. Yet you needed to go to the ER. You know what, Dr. Dahlia, I teach him about I want to go to the ER. No. Obamacare won't pay me as much then. No. You could do this at home. You don't have to go to the, you could do this at home. Just, take deep breaths. Take hot showers. No, you know what, Doc? I really can't breathe. I don't feel comfortable. No. Don't go to the ER. You see what could happen? Okay. Now let's say you go to the ER first. Okay. So you go to the ER first. And, you get seen for that pneumonia. And again, let's say Obamacare assigns $1,000 for pneumonia. So you go to the ER. And usually an ER could very easily use up that $1,000. So you go, well, see, good. It's good the Affordable Health Care Act only mandates X amount of money. It's very good because then, the ER won't charge you $15,000. Alright, so you go to the ER, they go, you got pneumonia, we gotta admit you. The X-ray gets done, radiologist looks at the X-ray, the pulmonary nurse comes in and does something called a pulmonary toilet. We've talked about that. That's a fun one. You go up to your room. Okay, you're having some trouble breathing. You're having a lot of trouble breathing. All right, let's add some oxygen. Let's add some extra SVN treatments. Let's get the respiratory tech. All right, now let's take an X-ray 12 hours later, see how you're doing. Got the IV antibiotics kicking in. You know what? You may need some steroids. Give you some steroids. Let's do some blood work. Ah, the steroids are raising your blood sugar a little bit. Are you diabetic? Well, you know, we can't spend money to, you know, figure that out. But, you'll deal with that when you leave. When you go to your family doc, you'll deal with it. So a couple days later, you feel better. Okay? Now you're at the family doc's office. You think there's any of that $1,000 left? So your internist or family doc is like, alright, you have pneumonia? Yeah, can you do an x-ray? Do one of your x-rays, doc, so I know that it's cured. I can't. Why can't you? Well, I'm not gonna get paid. Well, I don't care. Just do the x-ray. I don't care what you get paid. Well, there's no money left. If there's only $1,000 going to pneumonia, let's say that's an arbitrary number, I mean, they aren't gonna pay. And then the radiologist won't get paid. I can't order it. See? Test doesn't get ordered. You know, doc, I still feel like I have the, I still feel like I have the pneumonia. Can I be on some antibiotics? Can you give me some extra antibiotics at home? No, I can't do that. It's not going to get paid. So you see where this is going? The doctor and their take-home income isn't the issue when the Affordable Health Care Act is trying to change the way doctors get paid. I'm not worried about my take-home because my take-home already stinks, okay? I mean, it already, you know, doctors already, you know, making crap. That's why doctors are closing up shop and doing other things. I mean, I've even considered, you know, going back to waiting tables. So I'm not worried about my take home with this. I'm worried if I want to write you a medication, how can I do that if your insurance isn't going to cover it? And now here you are with pneumonia. And all the money got sucked up at the hospital and the respiratory tech and the radiologist. What am I supposed to do? What are you supposed to do? So the big issue I have is whenever any of these cost-saving measures go into play, they may put it under the guise of, oh, we're just going after the doctors. So we're going after the rich guy. You don't have to worry. It's all about the rich guy. All right. But it's not. You guys are the ones getting hurt. So, my recommendation is to, shall I say, just when you read the media on what's going on and just always stop and go, no, wait a second. How is this going to affect me? And just keep in mind that they're going to try to persuade you into not panicking about certain things because they want you to side with them. Yet you're the one that's going to be screwed. I don't know how much money they're going to assign a colonoscopy or a colon cancer or a breast cancer treatment, but I don't think you can assign a fixed number for breast cancer or colon cancer because everybody needs different treatment. Same thing with pneumonia. Same thing with asthma. Same thing with emphysema. So yeah, the doctors have to divvy up the money. All right. Yeah, that's going to suck for us doctors, but that's not what I'm worried about. Things already suck for us. What I'm worried about is what happens to you when you need that extra test. What happens? You're not going to get it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Breaking news, a plane from Ireland lands in Philadelphia after a quote-unquote unsubstantiated threat. According to Philadelphia police, as a precaution, the plane was taken to a remote area of the airport so that Philadelphia police and Homeland Security could search passengers and luggage. Police said the threat was called in by an unknown male. They said over the loudspeaker, it is not an emergency landing. Apparently, they were supposed to arrive in Philadelphia International, but the flight came in, I guess, I'm not sure. They were supposed to land there anyway. Is that what they're saying? Oh, I guess they're making the detour to land there. All passengers are being escorted off the plane, loaded onto buses, taken to a secure area and screened. Luggage removed and screened as well. Bomb sniffing dogs going through the plane. Homeland Security's Joint Terrorism Task Force on the scene. All flights that are inbound now to the airport are delayed. All outbound flights though, they're fine. They're like, get the hell out of here, go. So the outbound flights are fine. They're going. Inbound, no. So we'll keep you posted on that. Now, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Incense. Many of you walk into a house and somebody, usually girly, throws some incense on. Okay? Personally, I like to walk into a house and smell meat. Okay? I like to smell home cooking. That's what I like to smell. Maybe some pie being baked. I'm not really into incense. But they say burning incense indoors releases air pollutants that cause inflammation to the lung lining. Duh. Researchers identified and measured particles and gases released from two kinds of incense widely used in homes in the United Arab Emirates. Human lung cells were placed in the chamber while the incense was burned. The inflammatory response in the lung cells exposed to the incense was almost identical to what happens when they're near cigarette smoke. Well, of course, that makes sense. No shock there. Now, they believe that what's being given off is formaldehyde, carbon monoxide, nitrogen oxides. Now, nobody wants to smell formaldehyde. Now, even though you all think, oh, incense smells so nice, it's so pretty, but the types that they looked at, odu and bakor, made out of agarwood, right, taken from trees, etc. There's a lot of additives put in this. So the irritation, for those of you with asthma, COPD, you may want to think twice. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour, lightweight lithium-ion battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Another study has come out saying insomnia can make you fat. Another study has come out telling what I think is the obvious, that sleep deprivation increases cravings for junk food. All right? Sleepless nights are going to be more likely to get us to want to eat pizza or donuts than to stop and eat a Nichoise salad. I don't even know what the hell that is, right? Or to stir up a nice bowl of vegetable soup. We're going to want to dig into the carbs. A study at the University of California, Berkeley, examined the brain regions that control food choices, and researchers say the findings shed new light on the link between poor sleep and obesity. I think the story is going to put us to sleep, and then we're going to get obese from this one. Now, what they did, I apologize, I had a little piece of chocolate cake, and it looks like some of the chocolate's under my nail, and I'm trying to suck out the chocolate from under my nail because I'm sleep deprived. I didn't get a lot of sleep last night. Fell asleep at 2. Just had a piece of chocolate under my nail. Yummy. It's okay. You really can't see it because my nails are polished. But you see, if you look right there, you see the chocolate under my nail right there? It's a lot of fudge. I got it. Okay. So using functional MRI, magnetic resonance imaging, researchers scanned the brains of 23 healthy young adults, first after a normal night's sleep, and then next after a sleepless night. They found impaired activity in the sleep-deprived brain's frontal lobe. Now, your frontal lobe does most of the decision-making. But they said they found increased activity in deeper brain centers that responds to rewards. So when you were sleep-deprived, you were going to be more inclined to want to pleasure that part of the brain, hence getting the junk food. Now, I'm like that as well. I don't like drinking soda pop. I try to avoid soda pop. But when I'm sleep-deprived, damn. I mean, I am going to reach for the soda. I want the caffeine, and it's not going to be a diet soda. It's going to be something all rich with that high fructose corn syrup. But that's not good. Now, I told you guys, when I was doing my 36-hour shifts, I thought I would be very skinny. Because rather than sleeping, I would be running around the hospital. So less sleep, more energy expenditure running around. It was the opposite. I started to gain weight during residency. Now, I was still slim and slender, but I gained weight on the rotations where I had the 36-hour back-to-back calls as opposed to the rotations where I got sleep. So I learned early on that sleep helps me keep my weight down, which is why I try to, you know, instead of going for a workout, take a nap. Ha ha! Hey, buddy. No, not funny. Okay. So, then I thought, well, maybe it's because at 3 a.m, I would have to go to the cafeteria and get something. Now, the cafeteria was closed in the middle of the night, except for some packaged muffins you could buy and maybe some coffee. I don't think you could get soda. So that's when I started drinking some coffee. I hated it, but it was the only thing I could do to keep awake so I could make life or death decisions. And then I would eat these packaged muffins that I really didn't want to eat. So I thought, well, maybe it was that. Maybe I was increasing my calorie expenditure by 250 calories. So I was, you know, I would get away that way. But it wasn't. You need sleep for your metabolism. So it makes sense. So there's already a connection with lack of sleep to lack of obesity and gaining weight. But in terms of the craving for junk food, we talked about that earlier in the year. Okay, you're going to be more prone to eating junk food and not making the best types of decisions if you're sleep deprived. Food is an incentive. And remember, your body's smart. Okay, I believe our body has a lot more control than you think. And our body having this type of control can control us. We may be like, oh, no, I want to be a vegan, or I want to watch my calories, or I'm going to do the Atkins and not have carbs. If you're sleep deprived, that goes out the window. You can't convince yourself to do the right thing food-wise. Now, you're not going to kill anybody. Okay, I mean, hopefully you have that type of a moral character, but you're definitely going to say things you wouldn't really say. You get ticked off about things you wouldn't literally, you know, usually get ticked off about, which is why never write your mom an email at late night, because it's probably going to have things you regret. And then, eating choices. All right, 1-877-DOT-DOLLY, The Expendables 3. I thought Expendables 2 was a hell of a lot better than Expendables 1, but Expendables 3 is going to be another sequel, I guess. But Bruce Willis is out, and Harrison Ford is in. Sylvester Stallone says his 67-year-old former colleague is greedy, lazy, and a failure. What the hell is this? I thought they've been best friends since the 80s. Oh, no. I mean, nobody dislikes Bruce Willis. What is going on? Maybe all of these guys, Schwarzenegger, Stallone, and Bruce Willis, just need to sit down, play a nice game of bingo, and work it out. But I guess Harrison Ford is going to take his place. Sylvester's announcement on Twitter said, Willis out, Harrison Ford in. Great news. Been waiting years for this. He says, greedy and lazy, a sure formula for career failure. Doesn't that kind of give you the creeps that some of these stars are actually tweeting their own tweets? Right? Okay, I like to think that Sylvester Stallone has, like, people, right, doing his stuff, you know, doing his thing. Like, it's got people, he's got, you know, peeps right, handling all that for him. I don't want to sit there and think he'd be sitting there twittering about Bruce Willis. It's just kind of weird. But I've always been a fan of Bruce Willis, always been a fan of Sylvester Stallone, Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, that whole, you know, Jean-Claude Van Damme, Harrison Ford. The 80s rocked with movies. Some of the best movies ever made were the 80s. And just because that was the age I grew up in. So now, Bruce Willis is only 58. Okay? So, he has not responded yet to his old boss's complaints. I didn't know. I thought there were partners in this. But I guess Harrison Ford is now going to be... I mean, Harrison Ford is in his 67, is he? I don't know. Jackie Chan, Wesley Snipes, Mila Jovovich are going to also be there. Mel Gibson may be in the role. Now, that's odd. I didn't think they got along with Mel Gibson. That's kind of weird. Jackie Chan, I figured they all got along with. All right, but if it's Harrison Ford, I'm good. It's just I'm a huge Bruce Willis fan. Anybody who could go from having the cutest hairdo to then, you know, having to go bald and still look sexy, he's got it going on. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Oh, boy. I think we have a Taco Bell's waffle breakfast. Looks good. Waffle with egg, sausage. All right, I know. And then we have, I guess, Astro Donuts and Fried Chicken shop in Washington, D.C. is going to compete with the Cronut, all right, which is a donut ice cream sandwich. They're going to use Mocha Java ice cream with a chocolate donut, raspberry verbena ice cream, and a passion fruit donut. Now, I think that's just too much. First of all, the shop is called Astro Donuts and Fried Chicken. So you know it's not going to be low in calories or probably qualify for Obamacare's request that, you know, we lower our calories, okay, with our junk food. But I guess I'm looking here at a donut with a flaky chocolate glaze with some ice cream in the donut. To me, that would not only give me an ice cream headache, it would put me into a hyperglycemic coma. I couldn't do that. I guess Astro owners is Elliot Spaceman and Jeff Halpern, professional hockey player. Okay. But, you know, hockey players, they burn so much energy, they could probably get away with it. Okay. And by the way, I don't like vanilla custard. Don't be putting custard in my donut. All right, guys. Have a great rest of the day. Cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. God bless.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. community. Enter the raffle, and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udy's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.